107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is always great to be checking in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. And good morning.
Good morning.
Now, my goodness, Ann, it is almost October, and we do have our Stratford Festival season winding down, shall we say, especially with this week. There are a number of performances wrapping up this week, we should say.
Yeah, it's the end of September. If you haven't seen the shows at the Tom Patterson Theater, check the calendar and see what you can catch. Such beautiful work was done there in our wonderful new theater this year with Richard II, Wedding Band, and Grand Magic.
But again, a number of shows are continuing into October, and Spamalot has been extended, and I'm hearing rumors of other extended shows, but we'll talk about that down the road. But we chat Thursday morning, so I guess it's kind of appropriate to say wakey wakey.
Yes, we do. We have a couple of special shows starting in the Meehan Forum, and one is Wakey Wakey, and it stars Graham Abbey. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to go for sure. It's on until the 1st of October. It just started yesterday, and it's a one-person show by Will Eno. This is it premiered in New York in pre-pandemic. And it really was hugely popular, supposed to be very, very moving. It's a sort of end-of-life story, and Graham is such an incredible performer. I'm really looking forward to seeing that, and I highly recommend that others go and see it as well.
For sure.
And the other special show inside the forum that we have is Goblin Macbeth.
Wow, this sounds very intriguing. We just recently spoke with Rebecca Northern all about Goblin Macbeth, but Phyllis, listen again on what this is all about.
Well, nobody knows better than Rebecca Northern. She developed this incredible show. She's one incredible talent, isn't she? And it has been really super successful out, I think right now it's on in Calgary and having an extended run there. Here it's going to play from the 12th of October till the 28th. It's at the Studio Theater. And it is three goblins wander, or come upon, I should say, the complete works of Shakespeare, and they come to Stratford to explore Shakespeare further. So there's a lot of audience interaction, and it's going to be tremendous. I can't wait to see it in real life.
It's going to be fun.
Fabulous videos that I've been watching as we try to promote it.
Yeah, the masks and costumes are amazing. So that's a very limited run as part of the Meehan Forum at Studio Theater, October 12th through to the 28th. Get your tickets. That one is sure to sell out. But we were speaking of Grand Abbey just moments ago, and what a season he's having. Rave reviews for Much Ado About Nothing.
Yeah, you know, we sit, I may have said this before, but we sit in our offices, and whenever Much Ado is on, we can hear the laughter sort of emanating from the theater, and it's always so great to hear people having such an amazing, fun time. So if you haven't seen Much Ado yet, you have until October the 24th, so do get out and see it. It is very funny. Graham Abbey with Mev Beatty as Beatrice and Graham as Benedict. It is really a sensational, truly hilarious and funny show.
So much going on still with Stratford Festival, but yes, the season is winding down, but still so many great shows to see with Spamalot. There's Rent. My gosh, if you haven't got your tickets for Rent, what are you waiting for?
Yes, and for Spamalot, too. People, you know, it's hilarious. We all want a lovely bump in emotion right now, and Rent, those incredible talented young artists in that. It's we're really fortunate here in Stratford to have all of this talent right in our backyard, aren't we?
Absolutely, with Paul Gross in King Lear and rave reviews for Les Belles Sœurs.
Yeah, it never stops. Michel Tremblay, a masterpiece about it's a cast of, I'm going to get the number wrong, let's say 16 women. One of them, played by Lucy Peacock, wins a million stamps. So she stamps are like HBO points, I guess.
Yeah.
So she can buy a bunch of stuff, and a lot of jealousies emerge and a lot of wonderful human relationships, female relationships are revealed throughout that beautiful play.
Such a variety of shows, and stratfordfestival.ca is the website for all the details, and still more get-togethers with the Meehan Forum happening too.
Yeah, an opportunity to hear Stanley Wells, who is an incredible Shakespeare scholar. He's written a new book called What Was Shakespeare Really Like? And he's going to be in conversation with Antony on the 22nd of October. This is, if people were planning to see it, it was supposed to be the 1st of October, but we did have to reschedule that one to the 22nd. Wonderful opportunity to hear Stanley Wells, always fascinating in his discussions of Shakespeare, and I'm keenly looking forward to reading his new book.
So many great opportunities and get-togethers with Stratford Festival. Stratfordfestival.ca is the website. Anne Swartfeger. And we'll chat at least one more time?
I hope so.
Anne Swartfeger. Thanks, Anne.
Great to talk to you, Jamie.